This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. In the Netherlands, just as in other countries, interest for medium wave broadcasting almost ceased. The idea is that stations cannot be made profitable anymore. In many countries, medium wave use for broadcasting has ended, as is in neighboring Germany. As the issue of new high-power licenses in the Netherlands was ended, the government was wondering what to do. The Netherlands still had a handful of low-power stations. The oldest had its first license issued in the 20s of the 1900s. The Netherlands also has a traditionally regional operating group of pirates who partly are willing to use temporary licenses on FM. In the second half of 2015, a poll was held amongst interesting parties, partly hobbyists who are willing to make radio on their own expense without an aim for profits. Last spring it became possible to apply for a license as a result of that, and last summer the first licenses were issued. Different from LPAM in the USA, a license is obligatory. There are several frequencies that allow for 100 watts of output, and next to that there is one frequency, relatively high in megahertz, where a license for community range stations is possible under 1 watt of output. The new regulations instantly were successful, including around 8 stations that were also active under old regulations who kept their licenses. There are now 22 100 watt stations and 18 1 watt stations licensed. Where only 8 stations under the old regime were left, there are now almost 50 new AM stations in a country only slightly larger than the state of Maine. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.